To the eternal credit of W.C. Handy, he carefully explained in writings and interviews where he found the original sources of his blues. He always said that he was amalgamating and organizing into his own compositions snatches of words and music he'd collected from rural African American culture at about the turn of the 19th century, at a time when mainstream society had no interest in or understanding of the blues as a musical form. Handy's greater significance can be appreciated by considering his pioneering contribution, preserving, interpreting, and popularizing the blues, helping bring it to a worldwide audience. A vast body of popular music has grown from the seeds planted by W.C. Handy early in the 20th century. Next, Handy tells us about the origins of his Memphis blues, as we hear the melody played by Paul Lingle.
In telling the story of the blues, there are so many who do not know that back in the 90s, I was the head of a minstrel band that toured the United States, Canada, Cuba, and Mexico. And we always played an hour of classical concert music on the square. There are people who think that the blues sprang into being without a proper musical foundation, but this is not the case. I went to Memphis. I had in my band some of the best musicians in the country, but we couldn't get work to do. There were two favorite bands in the town, Bynum and Eckford's. There was a mayor campaign coming on, a three-cornered contest. The other two bands were hired by two candidates, which left my band open to be hired by those who managed the campaign of Mr. E.H. Crump, who was running for mayor. The bands played the popular music of the day, New York hits, and I knew that a band of strangers playing the same music wouldn't get as much recognition as if we would write something of our own that would give us a stamp, a certain stamp. And I wrote a little tune that I called Mr. Crump because Mr. Crump was running on a clean-up ticket. He was going to drive out gambling and drive out other things with which gambling was associated. And there were those among us who didn't believe he was going to do what he said he was going to do. You know how things are today. So we made up a little song called Mr. Crump. And it went something like this. You want to be my man, you got to give me $40 down. You want to be my man, you got to give me $40 down. Don't be my man, your baby's going to leave this town. Well, Mr. Crump don't allow no easy riders here. Mr. Crump don't allow no easy riders here. We don't care what Mr. Crump don't allow. We go to Bell House anyhow. Mr. Crump won't allow it. Ain't going to have it here. Well, we played that on the corner of Main and Madison, and it stopped the traffic. Stenographers danced with their bosses. Men ran up to the band to know what's the name of that, and we said, it's Mr. Crump. We had to play it over and over and over. And Mr. Crump got elected, and Memphis grew so that if a band couldn't play Mr. Crump, they couldn't get a job. And then later, I published this number. And I couldn't use Mr. Crump's name, as he'd become the boss of Tennessee politics. So I changed the name from Mr. Crump to the Memphis Blues, which was the first blues published. And the Memphis Blues carried the first jazz break for the tenor saxophone. Folks have just been down, down to Memphis town. That's where the people smile, smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they were good to me. I couldn't spend a dime, I had the grandest time. I went out a-dancing with a Tennessee deer. They had a fella there named Handy with a...
John Gill's Dixieland Serenaders from 1996, Memphis Blues.